but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Patrick Wood from the August Review, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world financially. But you must understand, we've been consistently lied to. I mean, certainly Henry Paulson, formerly CEO of Goldman Sachs, a man who made almost $1 billion, they say almost $800 million working there at Goldman Sachs, is suddenly leaves his job paying him $35 to $45 million a year to go to work as the Secretary of the Treasury, where, of course, he's only making $180,000 a year. My goodness, what a great patriot he is. But you know, the strange thing about Henry Paulson is, why, he's the one who was insisted that the financial markets were shut down, that the banks weren't lending. We had to do something last September, and of course, then he demands a $700 billion so we can start, you know, keeping people in their homes and buying up all these defaulting bonds, mortgage bonds. And then when he gets his hands on the $700 billion, Barney Frank, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, just like Henry Paulson, Barney Frank forgot to put in the bill that the money had to be spent to buy up the housing bonds and stop the cascade of collapse. And Henry Paulson then just changed his mind, gave the money to his friends at Goldman Sachs, where he came from, and some of the other banks. But the interesting thing is, if you look at the earnings for the first quarter of this year for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all the big investment banks, they were making all sorts of money, far more than anybody anticipated. How could that be if everything was really shut down last year? And then, of course, we find out that Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank and the Celetti Group went over the Federal Reserve system statistics, and they were lying to us. Of course, when the big banks got the money, they didn't lend it out here in the United States because they wanted to precipitate this crisis. They lent it to China and to India and to Dubai and to Spain, and Citigroup put up $400 million, something like that. It doesn't really matter when we're talking about sums into a big sports stadium, and of course they're paying large bonuses to their cheap people, but they're lending money to major corporations. Of course, they've jacked up the interest rates. Why? Because they wanted to precipitate the crisis. This is what the banks do. They make money more difficult to borrow. They raise the interest rates for corporations, and they're paying 10-15% for their interest. That's how you create a contraction of the economy. That's what's been done repeatedly through the years, with the banks have created the recession. But we can't tell the American people that, or that Henry Paulson, has insisted, at giving all of this money, say, to AIG. He insisted on rescuing AIG, and you know what AIG did? Why, it gave $12.5 billion to Goldman Sachs that Henry Paulson has stock in, and still has a lot of his wealth invested in Goldman Sachs. Some people, if they had a suspicious mind, might think there was a conflict of interest there. you know, the Secretary of Treasury giving up that wonderful job just to be, pardon me, at Goldman Sachs to take a salary of $180,000 a year, and then funneling all of that money to Goldman Sachs. But, I mean, after all, we know he wouldn't have done that just to benefit himself. Or would he? Well, Patrick, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, Dr. Stan. It sounds like you're on top of things this morning already.
Well, it is so infuriating that the American people can be so gullible. Go right ahead.
Well, it is. Your analysis that the big banks now are reporting record profits.
How could that be?
It's just incredulous. I can't imagine why the mainstream press and the Congress are not jumping all over this, demanding to know what is going on. And just this morning, first headline I see is J.P. Morgan Chase wants to repay government rescue funds. Even though their net declined a little bit from the last reporting period, like comparable period last year, it beat everybody's expectation of what they were going to declare for net earnings. And this is the fourth major bank now that's declared huge multi-billion-dollar earnings.
Gee, how would that be if the banks are just shut down and not lending and keeping all their money? And maybe, do you think it's possible we're not being told the truth by the media?
Well, that's certainly obviously true. We're not being told the truth by the major media, and we've known that for a very long time. But you've got more than just the media involved here. You've got the entire U.S. Congress, which succumbed to Henry Paulson's bailout demand last year. You've got the entire administration, across two administrations, actually, the Bush administration, and now into the Obama administration. You know, basically, even though the evidence is circumstantial at this point, it looks very bad. And there's some explaining that needs to be done, and the investigative reporters in our press are not doing, apparently not lifting a finger to do that investigative reporting and find out what's really behind this.
Well, you know, there's a wonderful book, I don't know if you've seen it, written by Thomas Wood from the Ludwig von Mises Institute on meltdown. And, I mean, it's really a very good book explaining the fact that, I mean, we're not going to solve our problem created by borrowing and spending by doing more borrowing and spending. And what we need, of course, is savings in production, not spending in consumption, which is what the Obama administration wants to do. But unfortunately, his book, which just came out, is already out of print, and you just can't get any more copies of it. And you wonder why, faced with a crisis, and here's number one bestseller at the top of the New York bestsellers list, but you just can't buy the book anymore. You wonder why. But go right ahead.
Well, yeah, things. We know that the press is owned and operated and greatly influenced by the same people who are pulling these stunts to raid the U.S. Treasury and to literally to dismantle our country at this point. And I think, you know, there's some spark of awareness perhaps in the American people today, as evidenced by the tea parties that took place around the country yesterday.
We'll be back in just a minute here with Patrick Woods, right here, the American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Patrick Wood, and we're talking about what's going on financially. You pick up the story, Patrick.
Well, Dr. Stan, we were discussing the ridiculousness of the huge profits that the banks are reporting, the major banks, not all banks, I might add. At this point, it looks like mostly the major banks, like the J.P. Morgans and the Wells Fargo and so on. But J.P. Morgan just reported earnings of $2.1 billion. That's only 10% down from a year ago, same period. That would be the first quarter of last year when it was just starting to hit the fan. But you have to ask the question, if the banking system was ready to completely melt down and collapse last fall, how can they possibly be showing a $2.1 billion profit today? It absolutely makes no sense.
And that doesn't include, of course, the $10 or $12 billion that they got from the American taxpayers because Henry Paulson wouldn't let AIG collapse so that he could funnel the money. AIG could funnel the money. I mean, both J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs got $10 or $12 billion of American taxpayers' money, which they shouldn't have gotten that at all, or they should have tried to negotiate it out. They should have let AIG collapse, let the whole thing collapse, but they didn't. And they simply used that as a conduit for over $100 billion of our tax money out of the people of great wealth who created this whole problem.
Well, Dr. Sting, yeah, I think that's probably pretty true, but at this point, the evidence is still a little bit on the circumstantial side, but I would say, looking back, if I were a strategist in their shoes, figuring out what are we going to do for an encore from where they were like a year ago, I would want to shake out the competition. I would want to drive my competition out of business so that I could further consolidate my market. And the other thing, I would want to ensure that my profits, that the weak areas of my business could be protected, and that would be reason enough to drive a company, an insurance company like AIG, into the government's arms to make sure that the government ends up funding any potential losses now or in the future that the banks suffer because of their poor investments.
Sure.
And so now that AIG is owned by the, and they are the largest insurer of these screwy investments in the world, the government and the people of our country now, subsequently, are 100% responsible for all the irresponsible losses that these banks will ever earn in the future. Now, this is a pretty decent strategy if you think about it. You make sure the insuring arm there now is no longer independent, because it probably wouldn't have survived anyway. They shove it into the arms of the government. they get rid of some of the competition, like Drexel Burnham and Bear Stearns, some of these other smaller companies and so on in Wall Street, and they get rid of a lot of the other regional banks and stuff. They drive them out of business, and they end up with a huge piece of the pie, much larger monopoly than they had before.
Sure.
This is a good strategy. Now, whether it's true or not, I think time is going to tell. I don't think we need much time either. But these people have pulled a coup on the United States, and most people just don't have a clue.
But they have also collapsed the economy of the entire world. This is the criminal act that they have done by selling fraudulent bonds, and they knew they were fraudulent bonds. And why aren't they being held responsible for bundling and creating these fraudulent bonds and then getting them rated AAA and then writing derivative contracts on them, and they're not paying for the derivative contracts, the American taxpayers are. I mean, if I sold you a fraudulent, you know, bond or a fraudulent piece of property that you know, we knew you'd been maybe a garbage dump or something in the past and you couldn't build on it, I mean, certainly I could be held responsible. Why hasn't anybody ever said the people who created these fraudulent bonds should be responsible for paying that back? And have you noticed nobody suggested that, or that the rating companies, the people in the rating companies, be imprisoned for fraud because they rated these fraudulent bonds AAA and then wrote insurance policies on them? Why aren't they paying on the insurance policy on the fraudulent bonds? And nobody's ever asked that.
Somebody should ask the question, but as we know, the transition into the Obama administration, the financial perpetrator-in-chief, Timothy Geithner, was appointed from the Federal Reserve in New York, was appointed treasurer of our country. And this is the guy that not only an ardent globalist and the wonder boy of the Trilateral Commission and, you know, member of the Group of 30, and so, I mean, the guy's just up to his eyeballs in the global elite, but this is the guy who presided over the meltdown in the Bush administration and pulled most of the strings that were pulled last year as head of the New York Fed. And many people have argued forcefully over the years that the New York Fed is more important than the chairman of the Fed's position, Ben Bernanke, because the New York Fed is where the money sits, or where the money flows in the Federal Reserve system. And so instead of getting any relief, any kind of relief under the Obama administration, he's continued the same policies, allowed the same foxes in the hen house to continue with an unlimited lease, and made like, oh, we really got a handle on it this time. Like, the American people need to wake up and realize they're getting yin-yanged around from every possible direction by this crowd. And the whole lot of them need to be run out. Not just the politicians. That's not sufficient. We need to get rid of these people who have found a lobby in Washington where they can pump money out of our treasury and out of our pockets at will. These are the people we need to get rid of in Washington, or in New York and Washington. They're going to kill us, and I think, honestly, that is their intention. At this point, that's their intention.
Well, I think that people have to understand that Timothy Geithner came from Kissinger and Associates. Henry Kissinger is the diabolical little guy that, you know, in fact, recently General James Jones, head of the National Security Council, gave a speech at the Council, at the Munich Security Conference, and there he said, you know, I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. Now, Henry Kissinger wasn't elected to give orders to the head of the National Security Council. If anybody doubts that, we have the article from the Council on Foreign Relations' own webpage telling about this statement, incredible statement, which most of the media has ignored, where General James Jones said, We have a chain of command in the National Security Council. I get my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger was the man who intentionally prolonged the Vietnam War, who was behind the bombing of the civilians in Cambodia, killed 600,000 of them. In many parts of the world, Henry Kissinger is looked upon as a war criminal. In fact, he has to be very careful where he travels today, so so he doesn't get arrested and held for war crimes, and yet he's giving orders to General James Jones. And if you doubt that, we'll be glad to send you the page from the Council on Foreign Relations. This wasn't something just up on the Internet. This happened, and, you know, certainly, as he said, we have a chain of command in the National Security Council. That this happened, and that's the man then who is, of course, giving directions to Barack Obama. But go right ahead.
Well, we see these old the old dons, I like to call them, coming back into the public forum today, like Henry Kissinger. We see Zbigniew Brzezinski prominently in the news now. He's been on Charlie Rose show, who also is a member of the Trilateral Commission, by the way.
Yep.
Several times in the last year, we see Brent Scowcroft coming back. We see Henry Kissinger speaking all over the place. He's also been on the Charlie Rose show a couple of times recently.
And a member of the Trilateral Commission.
And a member of the Trilateral Commission. And you know, we look at this, and all of a sudden, what struck me is, how come these people, they're all in their 80s now, Dr. Stan, how come these people are all coming back now and getting prominent positions, you know, speaking and you know, waxing wisdom, supposedly, and yet we haven't heard from a lot of these people for, you know, 15, 20 years, and, you know, I look at it, I'm just looking at this as a kind of you know, I'm not a casual observer, but I'm looking at this as a parade goes by, figuring, you know, the grand marshals have taken their place at the head of the parade because it was their parade in the first place.
Sure.
And they started this parade back in 1973, as we know, and they hatched this plot to take over the United States of America. And their plot has come to fruition.
Absolutely.
And people find that so radical when you say that to them, but this has not been a secret. Even the likes of Barry Goldwater identified this in 1979 in his famous book, saying that the Trilateral Commission really was a nefarious plot to take over the structure of the United States.
And that's on page 280 of Barry Goldwater's book, with no apologies. And if you can't get a copy of the book, we'll send you the page. You must understand, this is, of course, you can go to Sunny's website, and he has the quotation there from Barry Goldwater, who said, you know, but it's not just the United States. They wanted to take over the United States government so they could take over financial commercial control of the whole world. That is an incredible thing. And now that they control it, to collapse the financial system of the world, to plunge the world into chaos, so they can bring about their one world government. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. An individual has no idea what's happened, and they don't understand that Barack Obama is surrounded by members of the Trilateral Commission. It's only 87 of them, Americans, you know, in the station, although the people in the other part, they control the banking. They control the world banking system. They control the media. They control certainly all of the major functions of power everywhere in the world. It's how could a small group do that and nobody would know about it? Very simply, we have freedom of America, which means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to, and you'll never hear this on Charlie Rose's program, certainly, because he happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. Go ahead, Pat.
This kind of suppression has been the case for as long as I have been researching this, Dr. Stan. Even back in the 1970s, we saw exactly the same kind of thing. It was maybe a little different, but same MO, same game they played back then that they're playing today. And they're not going to let the truth out if they can help it. The American people, you know, it would be instant death for them if they did. And having said that, I have to say, looking at the whole picture from the top down, the global elite have declared war on the American people. And that's not too small a term. They have declared war on the American people, financial war initially. But if the purpose of war is to vanquish and to impoverish an enemy to the point broken and useless for resistance, then this is exactly what these people are doing to us. They're reducing us to ashes financially. And they have, you know, not just accident. People think, oh, well, it's just a string of bad luck. You know, some people made some bad decisions. That's a bummer, but maybe they'll make better decisions in the future. No. When a war is declared, the end continues to advance until its foes are vanquished. That's the essence of war. Well, of course, unless you're the United States fighting in Vietnam, I guess maybe that wasn't the exact motive back then. But generally speaking, if an aggressor continues to aggress until the foe is vanquished, and these people have declared war on the United, on the people of the United States and the government of the United States, and they will not off just because we say we don't want you here anymore. They're not just going to pack up their bags and leave just because somebody says, you know, criticizes them or whatever. They don't care about criticism. They've got cards right now. And they know they have trump cards right now. That's the only reason that you can explain why Barack Obama can get away taking the United States to a hardcore socialist left-wing agenda without, you know, without even blinking an eye. They know trump cards right now. And the American people, I'm afraid, don't have much longer to figure this out.
Well, we've got to reach the people and our listeners. That's your job, is to get the information, documentation, and then help us.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs, to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO working janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. Time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipper, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
In all criminal prosecution, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district when the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the use of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming in the world. The Gospel of John, 1, verse 6 through 9.